This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 8:07 on Hump Day morning.
Well, the ladies are all texting in and lying. That's too bad.
About yeah, I don't know what? Where they conducted that. There was a poll that says 85% of women are watching porn at work. I just cannot believe that.
I'm 23 and no, I don't watch porn at work, LOL. I'm 25 and I'm 99% sure none of my single friends are watching porn at work.
I think my friends would tell me if they were watching porn. Like
310 does.
Oh, yeah?
310, but they're 35, Vinny. They say minimally sexually active gal. Wait, let me start this over. I'm 35, a minimally sexually active married gal, and I happen to watch porn almost daily at work if I got a few minutes. I'm not proud of it. It's just too easy.
Oh, you don't have to not be proud. Just, you know, you do you.
Maybe. I asked the missus, how often do you watch porn? She said, never.
Yeah.
And then I said, how often do you get yourself? And she said, it fluctuates. Wait, is this for your show?
Oops. Sorry.
I love that she'll just answer, though. Is this for your show? all right, this part of the show is brought to you by 23andMe. Valentine's Day. 1 week from today. Can you already feel the love? We are taking our wonderful, we love it, our secret show on the road. We do these live secret shows just a few times a year. So you got to win tickets to get in, and they're pretty exclusive. We're doing it at a swanky hotel in San Jose, the Fairmont. So it's, you know, try to act classy while you're there. If you can.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But also bring some cash for drinks. Mm-hmm. And Tony Caters and the Fairmont are doing a lunch for us. And we're asking you, if you win these tickets, to please bring a pair of new pajamas from age 2 to adult, because they're doing a pajama drive. And so we're going to try and help the Fairmont out with that. They're doing 30 charitable acts to celebrate their 30 years in San Jose. So if you'd like tickets and you're over 21, be caller number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. We'll throw you a pair of passes for next Wednesday's live secret show in San Jose. And if you don't win them now, don't worry. There's lots of chances all throughout the day today, every hour at about 5 after or so until 4 p.m. So please call and won't you join us? 23andMe.com, a genetic service that can tell you what your genes say about your health, traits, and ancestry. You can start to learn about your DNA story at 23andMe.com.
You know, I lost the paper I wrote it all down on. There it is. The best song, a pop song of 2017.
In your opinion.
And as I looked at it, I went, wow, I don't really know pop music enough to
talk
even
about
comment.
Dinner and pop music. Talk about
dinner and
pop music.
That's What I Like by Bruno Mars, right?
Yeah, I like that song. I like Despacito better.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I love Despacito.
Yeah.
What about There's Nothing Holding Me Back?
By who?
By Shawn Mendes.
No. Are you kidding? Compared to Despacito?
Yeah.
Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Better than Despacito or no?
Long term, yes, but Despacito's great.
What about Redbone?
Oh,
that's a good song. But no Despacito.
Beth, you say Despacito over that?
Hell
what
yeah.
About Rachel?
What about Rachel? What about her?
So long. That's
nice.
Despacito.
Despacito. What else?
Isn't that enough? I actually think he came up with two songs that are better.
Oh, you do?
And I love Despacito, Human.
Yeah.
You don't love this more?
Well, unfortunately, none of those three that he mentioned have a billion streams. Oh. Folks.
That is true.
Folks.
Folks.
Oh, God. No.
We had to do it.
That is
Listen
a wreck.
To that clapping, everyone.
No.
Where's the clapping?
That is a disaster.
We are messy.
I like a little disaster once in a while.
Absolutely.
That's
a disaster.
Jesus.
Had to do it.
It's almost as bad as Orange Joffrey. Here's an email. You can email us anytime. You know, our email machine is open for business 24/7.
Yeah, it is.
Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com.
Try to remember we're human, but you know.
Yeah, you know.
With feelings.
Yeah.
Right. You can write us a note about a question that you have about anything. Bad advice. We'll do that on our secret show. Yesterday, two completely unsexy ones, and we wound up talking about them the whole time. It was fantastic. This one is about Hooman.
Oh, big surprise. Hooman comes up.
Huh. Hooman.
Now what?
What do you do?
What do you want to say?
I wanted to start off by saying, Hooman, I think you're fabulous. Oh. I'm not sure if all the hate is for the show or real, but let's be honest. Who could not adore you? You're funny. You love your mom. You're charitable. You're smart. And you're handsome.
Ooh.
I hope the camera's on him right now because he is basking in this.
Yeah, he is.
What's wrong with that?
If I wasn't married to the love of my life, I would scoop you up in a heartbeat. Oh. I'm not just saying this to fluff your feathers, Hooman. It's what I believe. And I've been meaning to write him for a while. A wise man told me, never stifle a generous impulse.
Mm. Sarah, did you write this?
That's biblical.
With that said, I have a question. I'm having a dinner party soon, and I love a good game or two. There'll be about 25 people attending. Do you have a suggestion for games that were a hit? That's a large group of people.
25?
25.
I hope you find your soulmate.
I hope you find your soulmate. I'm rooting for you. As much as I adore you, don't say my name on the air.
Hooman, would you say quarters is the way to go?
Yeah.
If you're a sophisticated game player, you can divide Pictionary into four teams, and that could work. I didn't even want to bite there.
You can do that with charades, too.
Yeah, you could do charades. Have you ever played apples to apples with like 20 people?
That's hard. Yeah. It's hard to do because there's so many to choose from.
What about that humanities game?
That's another one. It's like apples to apples, basically. It's, you know, that would be 24 people. Cards coming at you every time. You'd go through the deck in about
Maybe
2 minutes.
Maybe they can divide them into groups and then whoever wins gets a playoff. And
do I hear
so
bingo?
No.
Oh, bingo is super fun.
You gotta be old
really
as F to
play.
Oh my god,
bingo
is so fun.
Yeah.
That would be
That's
fun.
That's great with a big group.
Zoom with shots or something.
You know what could work?
What?
You gotta be a badass to pull this off, but you could do Taboo with 25 people. And you'd have two teams of 12 and a half.
During the Super Bowl, it didn't last long, but the missus goes, hey, we should play, what is it called? Commercial bingo. And I'm all, what is that? And she goes, well, you get bingo cards, and then as things come up on the commercials, you try to get bingo.
Oh.
And I was all, oh, well, look at you.
They probably have those online.
She printed them up. They came out. So then we're all sitting there, and we're like, all right, how do you play? And she's all, I don't know. I've never done this.
Well, it's just bingo. Look at your card and see what you've got.
I've never played bingo. He just said it.
You
it's
need
for
five,
old people.
Just five in a row, or five diagonally, or sometimes it's got to be an X or two full lines.
I didn't know that you had to cross the.
Yeah, actually, Brad had posted our digital guy had posted a bingo Super Bowl bingo game.
It's
our
a
big
thing,
game
yeah.
bingo. I guess I can't say that big right. game
big
bingo.
Game bingo.
But recently, I was looking for bingo games around my house, around the neighborhood. Or the areas. So I could go play bingo. I wanted to go play bingo somewhere.
What?
Because I see it on TV with whatever shows I'm watching. I'm like, oh my God, that looks like
the Golden Girls are playing bingo. And
why not?
And you get a hankering. Jesus.
There's a dice game called, I think it's dice. And it's
Yahtzee?
Called, no, it's called Bunko. And my sister used to go to these parties all the time where they would have, and you'd have to set up several different tables, but you have like a playoff.
Uh-huh.
And that, she loved it. They used to throw Bunko parties all the time. I've never played it, but my sister freaking loved it. So maybe that. And I'm not supposed to say this person's name. So thank you for writing us. And
loving Hooman.
And thanks for loving our little Hooman.
Happy Humpty.
Oh, how sweet. I love this.
All right.
I don't want to get my hopes up.
Here we go. Game of Thrones, everyone. Play the music.
King Can you do a mashup between the Game of Thrones music and Star Wars?
And Despacito, all three.
No, we're done with Despacito for the day. Okay. Just like, I don't know, go back and forth.
Yeah, just go back and forth.
Down, 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 down.
Just playing at the same time, have a train wreck going.
Here we go.
Oh, it works, it works.
It does kind of work.
Throw on Des, throw on Des. All right, go ahead.
Turn up the Game of Thrones
How
a little.
Funny.
Turn up the Game of Thrones. All right, let me turn down.
It's weird. I can't even make out the Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
It kind of works.
I don't hate it.
Yeah. So, the guys who did Game of Thrones adapted it from the books. Did. A great job with it. That's David Benioff. Okay, it's killing me. You're killing me with that now. Yep. Okay. All right. Well, it's all good fun. David Benioff and D.B. Weiss. And if you ever watch the after stuff on the Game of Thrones, like they have all kinds of like sort of behind the thrones kind of crap. You see these guys a lot and they seem great. But they're the ones who did the adaptation and they're behind the hit show Game of Thrones and the adaptation from the books. And now it looks like they have been hired by the Walt Disney Company to write and produce a series of new Star Wars movies. This will not be like the Luke Skywalker Star Wars. This will be a whole new thing, but set in that same universe. Because I guess that Ryan, what's the guy's name who just did the last Star Wars? Ryan?
Human's on the phone.
The B. B, B, B.
Ryan, who did the last Star Wars?
Oh, Ryan, yeah, that guy. I forgot.
What is it?
He spells it like R-I-O-N.
R-I-A-N.
Oh.
It's going to be in here somewhere,
just
but I don't see it. Anyway, he's apparently...
Johnson.
Oh, Ryan Johnson, thank you.
Johnson.
So he's going to write the next three Star Wars movies.
Ryan Johnson is?
Apparently, that will follow the...
That's the guy who cast Laura Dern, everyone.
Laura Dern!
I thought she was fantastic and by far the bravest on the show.
Anyway.
By far!
Oh my God, she did make a big sacrifice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not...
Spoiler
that wasn't Laura
alert.
Dern who was like, I'm going to make it... That was just that character. She was like, oh my God, it's Laura Dern the whole time. Why does she have purple hair? Oh my God, somebody please...
You're crazy.
Make Laura Dern
it was
go
so
away.
Good.
Oh, awful. Anyway, so Ryan Johnson is going to continue that thread, that particular, you know, the whole story of the Rebels and the Death Star and all that stuff and the Rilo Ken, or Kylo Riley, whatever his name is. Kylo Ren, is that
yeah.
his name?
Yeah.
So that's going to continue on, but these guys are going to take and just branch off. So I don't know if it'll be a jump-off point from some character that's already in the Star Wars universe or if it'll be something completely separate. But they're apparently going to write three new movies.
I really hope they cast Sean Bean.
I hope they cast I hope it's all the Game of Thrones people.
Oh, that would be so sick.
On some planet where there are dragons and a continent called Westeros.
Oh,
I mean,
that would be
come
so...
on.
And lightsabers.
Game of Star Wars. Game of Wars. Game of Stars.
Are you guys just talking nonsense right now?
No, we're super serious
no,
about all this.
No, they got hot. Yeah, wouldn't that be great? Be awesome. Are you kidding me? Game of Thrones in space, Vinny? What could be better? So it looks like this is probably going to happen. They have this... planned HBO thing. Remember, we talked about this a little bit. It's called Confederate. And much like, what's the one where there's a whole thing where it's like a bizarro universe where the Nazis won?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say Westworld.
No, I can't think of the name of the show. I fell off of it because it was too depressing because the Nazis had won the war. But in this one that they're supposed to do, I think for this summer, it called Confederate, the South won the war. And so there are still slaves, and it's sort
right.
of an imagining of what the world would be like if the Confederate Army had won. And so they say this may be an excuse for them to not do it. It's been poorly received, the
sure.
whole idea for it. And so now they might be able to say, because I guess they've been sticking to their guns and saying, no, we want to do it, and you haven't even seen it yet, and don't judge it until you see it.
Well, it's a time of extreme political correctness, and the idea alone is insulting and outrage.
Sure. You know what? I don't want to imagine a world where the South won.
Right.
Is what many people would say. So this may offer them kind of a good way to step away from that. Mr. Benioff and Mr. Weiss, the guys behind the Game of Thrones TV adaptation, said, in the summer of 1977, we traveled to a galaxy far, far away, and we've been dreaming of it ever since. We're honored by the opportunity, a little terrified by the responsibility, and so excited to get started as soon as the final season of Game of Thrones is complete. So exciting. And this is not the only Star Wars thing that's in the hopper, because Disney now wants to sell you their streaming service, because everyone's going to have a streaming service now, and I don't know if that'll be like a combination ABC, Disney, or I don't know how that'll all shake out, but they're saying they're developing a few Star Wars TV series that'll be exclusive to their streaming service, so sounds like you might have to, drop Hulu or something in order to pay. I don't know what your budget is for these streaming services, but damn, they're adding up.
Yeah.
So that's happening.
Well, and they all want your info, and they also all aren't necessarily protecting your info.
No.
Because we keep getting hacked and finding out our crap's out there again.
Right. And it's, you can't really just give up because it's getting,
At what point
can you throw your hands? You can't. It's your identity the whole time, and someone's out there using it.
Right.
Let's see. I don't have a lot of time left. First of all, the Black Panther movie that is pre-selling by a good, it's pre-sold the most tickets for any superhero movie by a long shot.
Yeah.
It's also got 100% of Rotten Tomatoes right now.
Incredible.
Is that right?
And people are freaking out about the soundtrack. I mean, the whole, it's going to be huge.
We actually have a cool contest coming up in about 10 minutes or so having to do with Black Panther. Stay tuned, everybody.
Oh, all right.
I'll be announcing
it. Let's see. Jordan Peele.
Christ.
Jordan Peele was on that show, Key and Peele, which was
so funny. That show was really great.
Comedy Central show. Mm-hmm. And
Dave Chappelle says, they stole that from me.
Yeah, well, it's a great show. All right. Are other funny dudes in the world.
Yeah, it's just another show. Comedy, skit, routines, whatever.
So Jordan Peele went on to direct Get Out, which was good. I loved that movie. I thought it was great, and he's getting a lot of accolades for that. And he basically said, the reason that I did that movie is because I was so sick of getting offered crap, literally, and you'll see why I'm using that word that we hate so much, crap parts. He says, this is true. I would not make this up. He was offered the Emoji Movie helped me quit acting. I was offered the role of Poop. He said, his immediate reaction was to say, that's effed up. And then he said, I'm not going to freak out. I'm going to sleep on this. And he called his manager the next day to say, well, how much am I being offered? And the agent says, they already gave it to Sir Patrick Stewart. And I was like, F this. I'm going to do something else. I'm not doing this anymore. Forget it. And let's see. The Emoji Movie did not do well. And Get Out pretty much killed it.
They must have paid two critics to give it a good review, because it had 6%, but it was going to be one of the few films to have 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
So it's doubtful that Jordan Peele regrets his decision to... He basically says he's quit acting.
Well, you hear that from time to time, that people have to take it into their own hands. I know that... who's Sylvester Stallone wrote Rocky. Mm. And made it himself.
Mm-hmm. And did he direct it too?
They wanted
it, started it.
I don't know if he directed it, but they wanted to take it from him and they were like, "We'll take this and we'll." And he said, "No, this is mine. I'm going to do it." And it launched his career.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool.
Hey, real quickly, back to Black Panther. So I'm looking on Rotten Tomatoes, and 65 critics have reviewed it, which is super impressive for it to still have 100%. If another, 40 or so critics review it and it's still at 100%, it'll be one of six films with over 100 critics that have 100%.
You are seeing that this coming week
Tuesday. Reviewing
it on Thursday.
This week?
No.
Next week.
Tuesday of next week and reviewing it on Thursday.
Correct.
Oh, and we'll be getting an appearance from John Clark on Thursday morning as well, I believe.
Wonderful.
I don't know if that's happening.
That's going to be exciting.
Next Thursday.
He's good fun.
It's a big day.
He's a big eater, though, so we got to get him a couple sandwiches.
We'll see if he gets in the building.
Wow, that's
I like that I have people on my side.
That just got crunchy.
No, I mean, he probably shouldn't be allowed in. I'm thinking. Wow. You know, he's disruptive.
Hey, Hooman, do you contribute to Rotten Tomatoes? You love them. I mean, why aren't you sending in your reviews?
Are you part of that?
I don't like to type up my reviews. I just like to speak them. Thank
well,
you for
have
asking.
One of our, now we have interns. Why don't you have an intern transcribe your review?
Yeah, you do write them out.
Yeah.
That's true.
I just read a few notes here and there. So
well, they could
can...
literally take what you did on the air and type it into a machine. They could just word for word it, and then you could send it off, and you could be a part
wow,
of it.
Wow, you guys are such geniuses.
Yeah,
well,
we know.
Let's see
Thank
if we
you.
Can figure that one out.
All right,
out.
Great.
Thank you.
Super. By the way, that one lady loves you. What's coming up, Ben?
Which lady? What
the
lady?
One that we wrote that wrote the... The email.
Yeah,
I'm trying to remind
yeah,
him of
how
he was so
one.
Happy earlier, and now he's bitter again.
Jesus.
More well, it was a bad suggestion. You know it was a bad suggestion.
More Hooman after the
okay. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:36, hump day morning, and this part of the program is brought to you by Lucky.
All right, everyone. So we're doing something I don't think we've done before. It's
yeah, this is the this is cool and new.
This is an Instagram contest, so
yeah,
don't
yeah.
call us. Go to our Alice973 Instagram because we have special advanced 3D screening passes of Marvel's Black Panther in San Jose on February 13th. So, if you want to go, you got to be one of the first 10 people to direct message us with your name and mailing address. We'll mail you a pair of passes.
Oh.
So it's all on Instagram.
How will you know if you won?
Promotions will get back to
you. Promotions will get back to you.
Yeah, so if you're one of the first 10 right now on Instagram to message us your name and address, you'll get the passes and you'll be able to see Black Panther February 13th. In 3D
so
in San Jose.
If you don't have the... So are we going to do these now? So should people get the Alice... This is tricky.
Well, you that's should have
good,
it anyway.
That's,
yeah.
That's a good trick. Everybody get on Instagram and follow Alice973.
Right.
Now you get it.
Who came up with this? This is a good
wow.
idea.
Our promotions department, of course.
They are. Wow. That's
all right, I just
one.
Messed up. I messed up.
Okay.
I put it on my personal Instagram. I got to put it on the Alice
boy.
One. Hold
oh
on,
boy,
hold on.
Oh boy.
All right.
Sorry.
Well,
it'll be up. It'll be up there in like 1 minute. Hold
he
on.
Has to
hold
keep
on.
Keep going back and forth
between
the
Instagrams.
Like you got to log out of one and go to the other one.
So if you see it on Hooman's,
don't.
It's
yeah,
not
yeah,
valid.
Yeah.
Yeah, delete it from there, Hooman, and then throw it up there. But I found out that the theater again. Hooman was saying Tuesday, February 13th, 7 p.m. You got to be there like 30 minutes ahead of time. And the theater is actually the Century 20 Oak Ridge. That's on Blossom Hill.
Okay.
So if you need to know
where it's going to be, yeah. et cetera. Okay.
All right. It's on the Alice Instagram now.
Very
good job, Hooman. So the first 10 direct messages to Alice973 Instagram.
Perfect.
Right now at your local Lucky Stores, untrimmed beef tri-tip roast is $2.99 a pound, and max packs of 85% lean fresh ground beef are buy one, get one free, only at your local Lucky Stores.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is... Oh, boy. Here we go. This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. If your name were hypothetically Johnny V... It's where you would shop for Valentine's Day. The San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart, now open to the public. Visit sfgcjm.com. That's sfgcjm.com.
.com.
And if, I guess Johnny V's had all his friends taken away. If you're a family member of Johnny V's, you may want to text that address to him so he's not the only one unaware in the Bay Area that he's supposed to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Hoop earrings, honey. Gold.
Text
1.5 to 2 inches.
2 inches.
As well.
It's the only time you're going to hear me say I want 2 inches.
That's actual audio of Johnny V. From,
no, it's not.
I think it is.
Yeah. That's
yep.
Duck
there
Dynasty guy. You guys are so mean.
We're mean.
So 2 inches.
You size queen. We're mean. Poor guy who braves to take his pants off in front of you. Imagine that. Imagine that response.
For them girls with the big old hoops.
Sheesh. Anyway. I wanted to remind you again real quick before I move into some nonsense that the Olympics opening ceremonies are tomorrow night. We've been seeing the little storylines of our athletes, and it's hard not to get swept up in... Go America!
Oh, there we go. Oh.
The Oxford English Dictionary just announced some new words it's adding this year.
Okay. I love this.
Yeah. The editors announced a new batch that include hangry.
Oh, hangry's real. That's a real thing.
The state of anger caused by lack of food.
About time we had a word for that.
Hangry. Mansplain.
Oh.
Explaining something needlessly, overbearingly, and condescendingly, typically when addressing a woman. In a manner thought to reveal a patronizing or chauvinistic attitude.
Nice.
That's mansplain. Swag. Bold self-assurance in style or manner. An air of great self-confidence or superiority.
So just an additional definition for the word swag?
Right.
Nice. Swagger.
Me time. Time devoted to doing what one wants.
This
typically,
is new?
I guess so.
Interesting. They're just adding that, huh?
Well, on one's
labeling
own.
Labeling it.
As opposed to working or doing things for others.
Mm. I need a little me time.
You get that? You want that?
Me time?
Yeah. When you get
yes.
home, are you like, guys?
Yeah.
Oh.
Doesn't everybody need a little me time?
I think most people do, but I think we get an impression based on the way you and John sort of buddy up and get into that yard and start working on stuff that you often don't need me time.
I don't need it the way some people need it, but he gets me time every night after I go to bed, and I usually in the morning on the weekends, believe it or not, I can't really sleep the way I used to. I like that. I get up and everybody else is asleep.
You can't sleep till 1 p.m. anymore?
I mean, I'm not saying it never happens.
Right.
But yeah, a lot of times, because, you know, I drink heavily on the weekends and I usually wake up 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, get in the bed spins. I'm like, oh, I got to get up. I go up, have a little coffee, like do the crossword in the paper, and that's my me time. I like that.
Also joining the Oxford English Dictionary is snowflake. Do you know what that means?
Is it a white chick who likes rap music?
A person characterized as overly sensitive or easily offended.
Oh, a
or
snowflake.
Or as feeling entitled to special treatment or consideration. Snowflake.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Hmm. You've hurt my snowflake feelings, and I'm melting.
Also added, Aunt Flo.
Oh, Aunt Flo, that's new. I've known Aunt Flo my
whole
life.
Forever,
right?
Yeah,
that's really surprising that they
waste
their
time. They get to
them
when they get to them.
That shouldn't even be. I mean, that should be on the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
Maybe, but really?
What's Aunt Flo?
Oh,
really?
Boy.
Did you just ask what Aunt Flo is?
he knows.
Can you trademark a color, as in the red soles on the bottom of shoes? French shoe designer Christian Louboutin, known for the expensive stilettos with scarlet soles, has long tried to do it and keeps getting shut down.
Yeah.
In fact, because he's been in court, he's had, I guess, some protection, but it looks like they keep refusing him, and soon he won't be able to stop competitors from producing scarlet-soled shoes.
Well, he had his time. It is, you can't.
They've been refused trademark protection.
Although it seems like if he wasn't arguing for the color necessarily and more that color applied to the sole of those particular shoes, like that this was my thing and no one else can put a red sole on a shoe. Mm. I don't know. Isn't that a little more than just the color? I don't know. That's, but yeah, I mean, if you're trying to copyright a color or trademark a color, I guess that's, you know, Prince certainly would have gotten purple.
I know this. I didn't know anything about those shoes. I'm not a foot person or foot fetish guy.
You do love shoes, though.
I do. And yeah. I think that when you see a person, specifically a woman, who's very well put together, the whole thing, you know, from head to toe.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Absolutely. Not just beautiful, but just...
like, wow, look at you and your style.
Yeah, just really well put together. It's something to be admired for sure. But I was on a date, and one of our salespeople said... it was at one of our events, and one of our salespeople said, that chick's got style. And I'm like, well, yeah, she's pretty nice. She goes, no, look at her shoes. Check her out. And I was all, yeah, they look good. No, those shoes are probably $800 shoes. And I was like, okay, whatever. But it was those. It was the red bottoms.
Right.
And among other women, apparently, they all know.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I didn't know. But I was...
but there's all kinds of stuff like that. You know, if you really are into watches, you know what kind of watch someone has
sure.
on. And
everyone's got
even
their thing.
Car stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
People in the know.
Yeah, well, she knew. Mm. By the way, I just would like to say real quick,
yes.
I don't want to jinx anybody or anything.
Uh-oh.
But right now, Snapchat is up, party people.
A lot. Up a lot. Like $5 today.
Yeah. Over $5 today.
What's it at?
It's over 19.
Mm. 1950.
Yeah!
Started at 14 something this morning or something
yep.
like that?
Yeah, sure did.
Great, Vinny. They had a great quarter and they put out an actual positive quarterly statement.
Yes. It's nice to see, isn't it?
It's great.
The last time they were this high was in June of 2017.
Whoa, mm. It had to be when they launched.
They
right?
launched in March of 2017.
Oh, okay.
What'd you pay for it?
I think I paid like 19.
Oh.
Or something.
Yeah, I would have sold that for a loss in December.
Well, I think I like those people. What's that kid's name? Evan
Spiegel?
Whatever.
Evan Spiegel. Yeah, the one who married the supermodel.
I have to believe because he didn't just cash in when Facebook was throwing billions at him that he's got
plan.
Some ideas.
Well, they had a great quarter, and so, you know, bully for
because
Snapchat.
Because I can say this, if Facebook had been throwing billions at me, I'd have said, bye, everyone.
Yeah. If you put anything with a b in it, I'd be like, $1? Yeah.
Vinny, we're all excited that you're going to get Spotify stock next.
Oh, he didn't
I'm
say
not.
He's not going to.
I wouldn't
might,
do
he
that.
Might,
no,
he
I would never. First of all, I'm in radio.
Yeah.
Why would I buy stock?
We don't
stock?
Want to buy stock in a competitor.
Yeah, I don't even want you to say their name on the air.
Yeah, stop saying it.
Well, it's not like I'm the one that reported it yet. I report it.
There's a 23-year-old BBC reporter in England named Mohammed Patel who has degenerative eye condition. So he's legally blind.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't use a guide dog because he has a major dog phobia.
Oh,
so instead of a dog, he's getting his own personal seeing eye miniature horse.
Really?
The horse's name is Digby,
and
he's a little
wow.
over 2 feet tall. He'll also be able to do things around the house just like seeing eye dogs can. He still needs a lot more training, which is being done in the United States, so it might be another couple years before Muhammad gets custody of his seeing eye miniature horse.
That
but they met
bizarre.
For the first time on Monday, and he says it's perfect because he's always loved horses.
Horses are so much dumber than dogs, though.
They maybe. Are?
Yeah. I mean, I've had both. Dogs are, you know.
Well, maybe well, they're trained specifically for this.
These, I guess so. I can't even imagine it. And ponies, or small horses especially, they're ornery.
Well, if
rotten.
You.
Did you say miniature?
Miniature. Yeah. Seeing eye miniature
do they have
horse.
A different mindset?
This
maybe.
Is a real thing. I'm looking at a bunch of
oh,
pictures.
Oh, miniature yeah. horses?
I've
oh, no,
definitely
they're...
heard that before.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
No, the seeing eye
oh,
miniature
seeing eye
horse.
Miniature
that's
horse?
A real thing.
Yeah, I've seen it before.
That's I'm this is the first I've ever heard of it. It's incredible.
From what I've heard, because we have seeing eye guide dogs in San Rafael, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, guide dogs for the blind.
Yeah, there it is. They flunk really smart dogs. Like, you can...
dog just isn't suited for it.
But they could be great and just not able to pee on command or whatever little thing that isn't working going there. And so, a horse, really?
I know.
I'm shocked.
Me too. It's fascinating.
Did you say the location of
this,
of
is
this
in,
gentleman?
This is a BBC reporter, so it's in England. But they're training the horse here in the U.S.
Doesn't say where, though.
No.
Very interesting.
So there's the Guide Horse Foundation. So you go to guidehorse.com. tells you how they train
the
horses.
They say there's more than 10 of them being trained in the U.S. right now for visually impaired people who have either a fear of dogs or allergies.
Yeah.
And they say the other benefit is these horses can live up to 50 years.
Right. That's actually right, because they put a lot of money into the training of the... Does that thing have shoes on? Does it have little booties on?
Yeah, it
on?
Does look like it has shoes on.
It's adorable.
And dogs live, you know, I mean, if you get 12 years out of a dog, you're psyched.
Yeah, Willow was
especially once it's past its
15
training.
Yeah, well, okay, there you go.
Can live 50 years, jeez. Sheesh.
2018's best state for single people is...
California.
It is California. Opportunities ranks number one. Economics ranks 49th, but fun rank was number two.
Well, there's just so much to do here, and there, you know, a lot of single people. California.
The first place with a high economics rank is Wisconsin, comes in at six. At number nine economically. Colorado comes in economically at 13. And Minnesota also on the list for that reason.
Minnesota.
So, singles in California, you got it made. Except,
yeah,
you know, it's expensive beyond belief to do anything.
But lots of free. So you go to a beautiful beach or park or, you know, do something free.
Right. Bone in the park.
Right. Bone in the park.
There you go.
Hey, I posted the link for the miniature horses on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook.
Thank you, Homer. Good job. They're awful cute. They really are.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 650 says she's trolling for men at bingo.
Oh, that's why I want to go?
Who's trolling
for
men?
Old men?
Bingo.
Remember I said I would like to go to bingo? They say that I would be trolling for men.
There is for sure a bingo game going on near you, Yuzi. Usually they're at churches.
Oh, well, I looked it up
and
people, there are, but they're not close to where I want to go. Mm-hmm. But someone said that there's some big bingo happening in Redwood City downtown this weekend.
Oh,
you gonna check that out?
Gotta check that out. What
if
there's booze at those things?
What if there is?
I wonder if there is.
Oh.
Well, yeah. Who the hell would play bingo sober?
Well, if it's old people, I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember. I've played bingo a bunch of times.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they get all feisty and start meaning people.
We don't need a old people rumble.
I mean,
I'll look into it.
Gentry was on a 12er a day. Your mom drinks, right?
Yeah, but I don't remember if we had. I don't think the church was selling.
Because it was at a church.
Sorry, it was at a temple.
I
guess technically it's a church.
Well, I'll look into it. I'll get back to
you. Yeah. I want to hear about that. That sounds fun.
I'll have to bring a flask, I guess.
Yeah.
I bet you they have booze. That's. You sounds like you tap a keg for the. It's here. Redwood City's having a bingo marathon downtown this month, Yuzi.
I'd for sure be selling booze.
How do you not tap a keg for that?
Well, and if it's not with a religious affiliation, then that's, you know.
That's why alcohol is so cool, because you can almost be doing nothing. If you put a drink in your hand, you're like, this isn't so bad.
Bingo, I love it.
I kind of like this. Two of those drinks and you're like, I'm having the best time, you guys.
Right.
Who knew? Bingo. Let's do this every week.
Feet in the sand and drinking my hand.
Yeah. Bingo. My 100-year-old grandma plays lots of bingo.
Yeah, bingo's fun.
Oh, someone says I play drag queen bingo every third Wednesday of the month.
Oh,
I wonder what that is.
That sounds like the most
I've seen
fun.
That on the Housewives or Vanderpump.
Oh, they play?
In Hollywood, yeah. The drag queens at a club set up a whole bingo game for people.
Sweet. All right, well, I'll read the rest of the text right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.